Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
I was reading a tweet from Steve Martin. He said, whenever I leave a restaurant, I always stop by a random table and say, hey, thanks for taking care of our check.
Oh, he's funny.
Yeah, that's funny. Eddie's on. He's still walking. Yes, me. He's talking. Eddie, what's up?
What?
Bad spot.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, a little bit. What's the terrain now?
We've been going downhill for a while, so I'm assuming we're going down to the valley.
Like home.
Yeah, down to that's the Rio Grande, which it has no hills, so I don't know why they called it that. But
and you're good right now?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I know my feet hurt, but I'm not even thinking about it.
Well, that's the first time we've heard. That's the first time we've heard him crack. Honestly, he said, "I'm good."
Really? Did I sound defeated?
Not defeated, but defeat is in range, is what that sounded like.
Yeah, I'm really walking. I wish I'll send you a picture, but I'm walking in the direction of all I see is mountains. It's just about to get worse.
Is the stream up, Morgan?
No, he doesn't have any service. I just have a solid photo of Scuba Steve, so.
Gotta love that, huh?
Yeah, his beard.
Well, Eddie, you'll be happy to know. We're going to check the official total coming up in a second. But you've raised over $90,000 right now. Oh, no, we lost him. Can you hear me? Hey, Ray, tote board me. Let's make it dramatic for Eddie.
Got it.
Eddie, do you have me?
I got you, Bone. Tell me.
Right now. Your walk for charity from West Virginia to Tennessee. $91,715.
Woo! Yeah!
I mean, that's amazing.
So amazing.
To think he thought $10,000 wouldn't happen.
I honestly thought that was going to be a stretch too, but man, our listeners have showed up.
And they're about to hit him with a car.
Oh, okay.
They're going to celebrate.
No. They were encouraging me. They gave me a thumbs up.
His feet are starting to hurt. Are you at a place now where people can see you and find you, or are you like in a bad, weird place?
I mean, I don't know. People have found me. People have found me.
Can you send me a pin?
Sure. I do that right now. Can I do this while I'm on the phone with you?
Yeah. I mean, you have an iPhone, right?
Yeah, man.
I guess if you had the old Nokia flip.
Hold on.
Because I just wonder kind of where he is so people could find him.
Yeah.
We'll update again before we finish the post show.
Go ahead. Pin, and share.
Yeah.
Send it to you.
Wonder if I get it. Bam, 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 bam. Okay, I'll wait for it. As I wait for it, we'll do some other stuff.
Okay, cool.
I was reading a story yesterday about people who got COVID and why they were losing smell and taste.
So, yeah?
Because it's a part of the brain. You know, COVID was like COVID talked to us. But they were like, hey, COVID could affect the brain long term.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually like scarring the brain in those places. And your brain has to find a way to rewire itself to go around that.
So some people's brains have figured it out and others don't?
Some people's brains have figured it out, but they'll always have that brain damage.
Mm-hmm.
But some people's haven't yet. And I say that because Eddie's on the phone right now. How's that make you feel, buddy, as you're walking?
Did you say brain damage?
Well, ish. That was the story that COVID does go to your brain, and that's why people have lost their taste and smell, because it's that part of the brain that it affected. Do you have yours back?
No, I mean, I'm just going to live with the fact that I probably lost about 20% of my smell.
Forever.
Yes, but, you know, my boy's basketball coach, I was talking to him, and he said that he had it the same time I had it. Still can't taste anything. Still can't smell anything. So that's crazy to me.
That's wild that they still don't have taste or smell.
Oh, man. Also, like, so sad.
I am looking at that. Caitlin's grandfather still doesn't have taste or smell at all.
I hate that.
Mm-hmm. I asked him at the wedding, like, how's it going since COVID? And he goes, well, I feel better, not all the way, but better. But he's also almost 80. He goes, but I still feel like I'm eating cardboard every night for dinner because I have no taste or smell.
Yeah, at Caitlin's sister's wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did I say?
I don't know if you just said the wedding or Caitlin's sister's wedding. I wanted to clarify for anybody that's like, wait, did Bobby's wedding happen?
That was the wedding that's happened.
Okay, yeah.
Eddie is right outside of Hansonville, and he is walking right through the freaking mountains. I mean, when you look at the terrain where he's walking.
Like, there's a...
What?
Yeah.
Is that what you see? Do you see the mountains that I...
Yeah, it's all mountains the whole time. And we're kind of losing you a little bit, but you're walking mountains forever now.
I know. No.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to see where he goes from here, which direction.
Up and over.
No, I finally see his walk because he's going down to Bristol, down to here. But it's all.
You guys got me?
Do you see this? That's all mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, where are you going to stay in a hotel tonight?
Cave. I don't know.
Ah, we're losing him.
Yeah, honestly, like, where does he stay?
Eddie. Eddie. That's all right. Ray, we'll hang up. Just text him and let him know we're good. I'll hit him up after we finish the post show just to see what's up. There's Eddie. You can go donate to BobbyBones.com. $5, $10 would be amazing. Speaking of mountains, a couple climbed a mountain. And they decided since they were up 6,500 feet in the middle of nowhere, they would get it on. But there was a nature camera up there.
Uh-huh.
And that nature camera takes pictures and automatically posts.
Oh, gross. Interesting.
Well, I don't know about gross.
Well, I mean, okay. I guess whoever has to monitor that is like got a nice little surprise.
Cameras at the Nock Mountains, which are the westernmost and highest mountain range in Austria, caught two mountaineers fooling around earlier in the month. It's gone viral. Those nature cameras take pictures and upload immediately just to show people what's going on there, and they were uploaded.
Oh, so it's whoever is subscribed to that. It's not necessarily one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a feed.
Yeah. I have the B-Team gave me that my bird camera that is like what you used on Bear Grylls when you were on with Caitlin. Mm-hmm. It's exactly that same brand where it was like y'all set it up, and then anytime wildlife or anything crossed it, it snapped a picture. It's like that.
And do you get the pictures to your phone?
Yeah, and I haven't set it up yet, I need to.
But I mean, do you get the pictures to your phone? Is that what the app is?
I got to look it all up, but it's a camo camera. Whenever it showed up on your show, when you and Caitlin were there, I was like, oh my gosh, that's the exact wild camera that the B-Team got me. Same brand, everything. So I don't know. You tell me how it works.
You have a bird sweater on today?
I do. My friend, our friend Mary, she found this on eBay.
I see.
It's vintage.
I know.
From like, I don't know, the 80s.
83,
and
probably.
The bird... How are you?
I'm just guessing. Wow, old that thing looks.
Oh, really? And it's so cute. Next to each bird, there's tiny letters saying exactly what it is, so you can identify them.
There was a bird that flew near my window yesterday, and it was just sitting there behind my bedroom. And I was like, I wonder what kind of bird that is. And for a split second, I thought, why do I care? And
it flew off. Describe it to me.
I don't know. It was like kind of yellow with some black on it.
Oh, okay.
And then for 1 second, I went, I wonder what kind of, stop it. And then it flew away. And then I never thought about it again.
Don't.
And then I thought, why did I want to care if I just saw a bird and it went away?
Okay, why would you deny yourself that pleasure?
I didn't deny myself the pleasure.
Yes,
the
you did. No, you wanted it, and then you stopped it. You
did. This sounds like something else going on here.
You did.
Why would you deny yourself that pleasure? You wanted it, and then you stopped
it. You did. You said that you thought to yourself, I wonder what kind of the... Oh, stop that.
Yeah,
that's what
it
wasn't
a pleasure. That's why I felt like it.
Okay.
A couple couldn't agree on a baby name, so they both call their daughter something different.
That's confusing for the baby. I don't like that.
Sounds extremely healthy for that kid. She for sure won't end up in therapy talking about this later in life.
No, zero identity crisis is going to happen here.
They split up shortly after the woman got pregnant, and they both named the girl after their own grandmothers. There's no word on what the names are.
These people need to grow up.
Yeah, they're both probably pretty dug in, though.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a birth certificate, right, and an official name? Like, who gets to decide? The mom does, right, if she has the baby?
Yeah, the mom gets all the power.
Well, then the dad, okay, if she's with the mom more, then the dad needs to start saying the same name. Poor baby.
Doritos has launched a strawberries and cream flavor, which strawberries and cream sounds really good, but on the Dorito mix is what I'm not totally loving, unless it's like a dessert chip.
Yeah, like a strawberry shortcake thing.
And there's no Dorito to it. Like, if it's just a Dorito brand that you know makes a good chip, quite possibly the best chip.
Yeah, like there's no cheese or salt.
Right, right. That to me is where it throws me off.
Because like cinnamon chips like that are good, and cinnamon and sugar are great on that. So I could see where strawberry and cream might be good.
I think strawberry and cream would just be great by itself, right? If it's just like a dessert chip, yes. So you think when we go on vacation in a couple months that you will go to Montana?
Oh, I want to, but I can't find anywhere to go. Apparently Montana is so popular right now, I assume because of Yellowstone. It's the one reason why I want to go. But it's on my bucket list. And everywhere we've looked, booked, full booked. And I'm just trying to go out there and live my best Yellowstone life because it's just something I really want to take time to do. And I want to take like a girls trip, take my daughter, another friend, and we just want to go, maybe my sister, and have a really good time. Like horses and, I don't know, hikes and dressing up like Yellowstone style.
You know the locals there are like, what is that? If Amy shows up in a cowboy hat and chaps.
And a bandana. No, I want to be like Beth and Rip. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's so full. And they said that it's so full because, well, it's just popular, maybe because of Yellowstone. And then also because of COVID, now everyone is just traveling everywhere because nobody got to go anywhere last summer. So if anybody knows of a cool ranch or place in Montana, hit me up.
Apparently a lot of rich people, though, from L.A. are going to Wyoming and Montana and buying houses and living up there, too. Well, and did Kanye live in one of them?
Kanye did, yeah.
And which one? Montana? Wyoming?
Well, I know the Kardashians went somewhere up there, and when they were posting, it was so legit and cool and beautiful. I mean, ideally, that would be amazing, but I'm sure that's like...
You can go to the Marlboro Ranch. It's in Montana.
Is it booked?
He didn't travel arrange for
it. I just Googled and Crazy Mountain Ranch. It's the Marlboro Ranch from the Marlboro cigarettes. I guess that's where you go.
Oh, okay.
Kanye West is reportedly building a mansion in Wyoming. $14 million.
Wow.
10-bedroom mansion and 2 underground garages. $14 million.
Wow.
Went to Montana for Breaking Bobby Bones in an episode that hasn't aired yet. And Mike Diaz watched a few of the episodes, and he said that was his favorite one. Not because of the mountains, though, Mike, right?
No.
Because it was scary. Mm-hmm. Scary as crap. I had night vision on. I'm looking for bears and wolves with an assault rifle. No, that's not what you want to do. I didn't want to do this.
Oh, I want to be with the wildlife. I want to do the things. I want to, and it's so beautiful. I can't believe I've just never been to that part of the country. I mean, I've been to Colorado, but that's about it.
And not the same. North. Right, not
it's
the same.
It's not the same. I know.
We went to Bozeman, flew into Bozeman,
and
then drove 4 hours. And 2.5 of those hours, there was no cell service. Like, we lost cell and then drove for another 2.5
hours. Yeah, I want to be off the grid.
Well, you can do that here.
Just turn your phone off.
Yeah. No, okay. Then I don't have the views, and I don't have the horses, and I don't have the...
I'm sure you can find, like, a motel in Bozeman if you really want to go up there.
It's not the same vibe.
It is if you set up little things to do outside of the hotel.
Okay, we'll look into it.
You already did look into it.
No, that part is available. There is a hotel in Bozeman, actually, that I was looking at. But anywhere else I would want to go, like, every day would be, like, a trek out. And then we'd have to drive back into the city.
You could camp. I mean, you said you want to be out there with the animals.
You can camp in the national park.
So I just go take tents?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not a bad idea.
How did you not think of these 93 options we're giving
well,
you?
Well, right I've never now, done that. No, we checked the hotel and the city part, but I had not thought about the camping in the wild part. I have never done that on my own, but I'm sure it's doable.
Amy will get eaten by a bear.
I don't know if you should just do it on your own. I think you should do some research. But yeah, you can camp in the parks. There's plenty of camping.
Let's play Guess That Sound from a viral video. And if we're able to hook back up with Eddie in a few minutes, Ray, let me know. I know he's going through a bad spot.
All right.
And if not, that's okay, too. Guess that sound from a viral video. It's time to play. Dun, dun, dun. Guess that sound. I'll play you a clip. You have to guess what you're hearing. I'll play the sound, then give you a few options, and then I'll play you the sound again, okay? This video has currently been viewed 4.5 million times on TikTok, has 1.3 million likes. It's a 6-second sound. Here it is. Okay, so before you hear the options, what do you think that is?
I thought it was a cat.
You say it's a cat. You say it's a baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Play one more time. A cat or a baby? Listen. A cat or a baby?
I mean, I don't think people would think that's crazy if it's a baby, so.
Is it a cat's very vocal reaction to having his back scratched?
Oh.
Okay.
Is it a baby
who
climbed into the fridge and is eating chocolate syrup?
That's pretty good.
Or is it a puppy so excited to get a puppuccino in a Starbucks drive-thru? In the puppuccino, Stanley gets them. They're little cups, and they put just cream in there.
Oh.
Eat them. So here it is again. Here's the clip.
Okay, well, I'm going to stick with my baby thing because, yeah, getting chocolate syrup out of the fridge would make any baby that excited.
You're staying stubborn. You're staying strong.
Might as well.
Lunchbox?
I'm sticking with the cat because there's an echo, so they're definitely in a house. Maybe they brought that cappuccino back to the dog. I don't know, but I'm sticking with the cat just because it sounds like a cat.
Morgan, you have a guess on this?
I feel like it's the baby because I think that mom's laughing really hard, and I think she's looking at her baby, like, enjoying it. So I'm going with baby.
The answer is, if you play it one more time. It is not a puppy. It is a cat getting scratched on the back.
Oh, yeah!
Good job, Lunchbox.
I don't know how. I can't believe we got 2 out of 3 options. That's pretty good, Amy.
Well, Amy's option wasn't, we just created that ourselves.
Oh.
I mean,
Never mind.
Yeah, I mean,
all right.
Stop. Like, she wasn't actually close to getting it.
Yeah.
We heard that too when we were guessing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Lunchbox said FedEx does more than just deliver packages. We have news audio here. Ray, do you have this clip ready?
Yep.
Lunchbox, this story's about a guy who works for FedEx.
Yeah, he's been working for FedEx for like 7 years, so he kind of knows the neighbors, and he was driving, and he sees a house fire at one of it on his route, and he goes up and bangs on the door and says, hey, get out, and he got the mom and I think the kid and a dog out of the house. They came running out the front door because they had no idea their house was on fire.
Here's a clip from WBTV in Charlotte, North Carolina.
When he was delivering a package on Kiwi Point Tuesday, he noticed a neighbor's house was on fire. He says flames were showing in the garage and quickly spread.
Oh, my initial thought was get everybody out the house because they're always home. Oh. These people are always home. I was like, ma'am, your house is on fire. It's literally about to burn up. Grab who's ever in the house, and we need to get out now.
Dang, how lucky, huh?
Wow.
That they had him. Not that their house was burning, but
he knew.
Yeah, but he knew they were always home. Like, yep. He pays attention on his route. That's crazy. I figure the FedEx driver in my neighborhood would have no idea if anybody's home or not. Like,
I feel like we know the UPS guy. The FedEx guy always seems to be a different person.
Yeah, FedEx has a lot of, I mean, I don't even know if we've had UPS, but FedEx, it seems like a different dude every day.
I think Amazon, somebody new just joins the job every day. Yeah. I think their turnovers, there's always a new Amazon person. FedEx, they switch out, but UPS, we have the same guy. And so Caitlin knows him by name when he comes up. She's like, oh, Trent will be by later today, drop off whatever. Which one is the fanciest?
FedEx.
Yeah, I feel like maybe.
FedEx.
But I don't know why.
Like UPS
is because UPS is brown.
Oh, you think the color makes it seem not fancy?
See, I feel like UPS has been around longer, or at least I've known about it longer, so it makes it less fancy.
Hmm. Maybe it's the classic feel for me. That's why UPS feels fancier.
Yeah.
I started watching a show last night called Hacks on HBO Max.
Yeah, do you like it?
Just one episode I did.
Yeah. Do you remember me telling you about it?
You know, I didn't know it was you.
Yeah, it was me.
Matt Jones told me about it too, and I remember who works in Kentucky. And I remember telling Caitlin, I said, hey, Matt Jones told me, but somebody else told me too the other day. It was you.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the 30-minute episodes, I really loved it. But I've done a lot of comedy.
Yeah.
And kind of been a hack myself. And so.
I'm done with it.
You are?
Yes.
And so I told Caitlin, and she watched the first one, and she goes, you know, not generally my vibe, but she goes, first episodes sometimes are slow. But I enjoyed the first episode.
Oh, yeah. I think she'll definitely get into it as you get to know some of the characters more. And yeah, she'll like it. Because I'm all the way done, and I was sad when it was over.
I also like the 30-minute part of it.
Because
mm-hmm. you really have to dedicate some time to watch an hour show. 30 minutes, you can get through it just at a brief blip in the day.
Yeah, and I think there's 10 episodes.
Yeah, there's 10 episodes.
Yeah.
All right, well, no Eddie, Ray?
Nope, I went straight to voicemail.
Let's try one more time.
All right.
Amy's got a fourth, fifth thing podcast up today. It's a bonus episode that comes out on Tuesday. She answers emails. She answers questions. This week you cover grief camp?
Yeah, a listener wrote in telling me that her mom does these grief camps, and they're free. So, you know, a lot of people have been grieving things the last year, big things, small things. It's all relative. So I thought that was interesting.
What are the fun and games at grief camp? Where do you go? Where's the paddle boat there?
Yeah, she didn't get into all the details. But I thought just that it was interesting that something like that exists for people. And yeah, what are the other emails?
Positive perspectives.
Yes, one of our listeners is 32 years old and has cancer, and she's a science teacher, and she just shared like a really inspirational email that she wanted me to read to everybody else to hopefully just encourage them to live their life to the fullest. And wow. She just had such a positive perspective going through such a difficult time, and she said she's pimping joy.
Well, check out Amy's fifth thing on her Four Things with Amy Brown podcast. There's also, if you like kind of the insides of the music industry and some of the stuff they don't want you to know, there is a podcast called The Biz Tape, B-I-Z Tape, where these two guys who are kind of music geeks, and they talk about streaming and how much artists get paid to stream, and it's really great, like an insider podcast about how people are making money, what's happening in music news. The Biz Tape is a podcast you can check out too. All right, that's it for now. No Eddie. Otherwise, we're good to go. Good?
Yeah.
You can donate at bobbybones.com. Morgan, good? No streams up?
No streams up. I'm getting photos, so you can go look at like updated photos at bobbybones.com,
He's now deep in the mountains. We're just hoping tomorrow when he finishes, we can hear from him.
Yeah.
Honestly, as he's finishing up his walk.
Yeah, we need him to be a part of the finale, the finish line.
Raymundo, hit me with that one more time. Right now, total raised as Eddie walks. 93,000.
Oh my gosh, it's climbing like all the time.
$310, that is true. There you go. Thank you. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, friends.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, This is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.